Second transmission.
Oh yeah, it's time. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever time zone appropriate greeting applies to you. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, because it's 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I'm sitting here on my floor with my cat on my lap. She's kneading the blanket. She's making some kind of blanket dough. Probably making some kind of banky pizzas. Maybe making banky bagels. Yeah, gotta knead that dough. And what am I doing? You're probably not going to believe me if I tell you. I am actually watching cricket on TV in the United States of America. That's pretty rare. But, you know, if anybody's going to do it, you know it's going to be me. I am watching today the highlights, or the condensed version of the game I watched two or three nights ago at 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. I watched it live. Well, actually, I didn't watch it, the whole thing. And today, I'm watching the condensed version. One of these games takes about 3.5 hours to play, maybe 4 hours to play. And so when you see the highlights show, it's not highlights where we think of extra commentators just showing snippets. This is actually a condensed version of the game that basically shows all the best plays. So, you know, about a half an hour is devoted to the first team, then the second half hour is devoted to the second team. So this game is the Hobart Hurricanes versus the Sydney Thunder. And Hobart, the Hurricanes, they just got done batting. And they managed to score 189 runs for 2 wickets. That's pretty good. And now we're just waiting for the Sydney Thunder to bat. So, give me a score here. They're not showing any scores. I think it was 189 for 2. That's pretty good. Meaning there's only 2 outs. Only 2 wickets were taken for 189 runs. So this is going to be kind of tricky for the Thunder, the Sydney Thunder. That's a pretty good score and pretty good run rate. The Hobart Hurricanes can, and there goes my cat. The Hobart Hurricanes can thank Darcy Short because he hit 97 of those runs, or was it 96, all by himself. So he was so close to getting his 100. Getting 100 is kind of a milestone in cricket. It's called a ton or a century, and if you get it, you know you're the cool guy. It happens every once in a while. It's a little rarer in Big Bash League or any short-form cricket, but it happens. I'm also sitting here with a cup of tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Delicious. And I need this tea because, boy, my sinuses are weird. They're very weird this morning. Draining, and I must have spent the first half an hour I was awake just blowing my nose. All right, so here we go. Sydney Thunder is up. And that first ball gets hit. And I think they got one run out of that. Yes, they did. So, to win, the Sydney Thunder needs 189 runs off 119 balls. That was the first ball. At 9.53 RPO, that's runs per over. An over is nominally 6 balls or 6 pitches, to give it the baseball analogy. Here comes another ball. Ka-ting, ka-quank. Oh, he gets a little bat on it. They're going to trade that out for one. So that's, who is that? Here we go. Batting for the Sydney Thunder are Butler and Patterson. Patterson is currently at the hitting end. And each batter right now is one for one, meaning one run for one ball. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't believe I'm sitting here in the afternoon. It is technically afternoon here. Early afternoon. It's about 12:30 local time. And I'm sitting here watching cricket. Can you believe it? I can't. It's just about the craziest thing I ever heard. We're in America. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good. Such good tea today. All right. Because this is taking place in Australia, they're using a white ball. You know, I've never heard an explanation for why they have white balls in Australia and everywhere else uses the traditional red ball. Although the white ball does help with visibility, I would imagine. Oh. Ow. My back. Ow, ow. Okay, I'm better. So what was I going to say? I don't remember. But yeah, you should have seen Darcy. Darcy Short. Almost getting his 100. All right, well, the first over ended there. And because this is the condensed version of this game, they have jumped ahead into the fifth over. The score is now 0 for 54, or 54 for 0, meaning the Thunder have 54, now 55, and now that was a 4. He hit a 4, a boundary 4, so it's now 58 runs. So the Thunder is off to a pretty good start. 58 runs from the power play. The power play is the first, I think it's 5 or 6 overs. Oh, and that ball's getting a little ragged. The ball's coming apart. It's getting ratty. You can see little strings hanging off the ball. That's fun. It looks like a ball of yarn that a cat might chase. If my cat was out there, she'd be on the field chasing that thing around. Because kitties like cricket. All right, so. They, meaning the Thunder, they're on pace to win. They only need 130 runs off 87 balls at 8.97 RPO. The RPO starts going down. You know they're in trouble, but it's not. It's kind of creeping up, and it's now at 9.0. So, Thunder is kind of ahead of the game here. The Hurricanes, at this same point in the game, the fifth over, the fifth ball in the fifth over, were 1 for 30. So far, the Thunder is on pace to win this game. Whack, there's a good little flick. And it bounces and it rolls and it hits the boundary. There's another boundary 4 for the Sydney Thunder. All right, when I say boundary 4, you got to understand that this game is played on a big oval. The field isn't square, it's a big oval. And there's a rope that determines the boundary, the out of bounds line. It's this big long rope that goes all the way around the stadium. Or the field, you know, whatever. Oh, ow. I'm not quite right yet. All right, there we go. And if you hit the ball over the rope, this rope is laying on the ground. If you hit the ball over the rope, you get 6 runs, 6 points. And you don't actually have to run them out. It's sort of like getting a home run, but you don't actually have to run around the bases. If you hit the ball in the air over the rope, it's 6 runs. If you hit the ball and it rolls over the rope or bounces over the rope. That is four runs. And that's called a boundary four. And if you hit it over in the air, that's a boundary six. And so in this particular form of cricket, that's what they're going for most of the time. They're just hitting the damn ball as hard as they can. And how far do you have to hit the ball to get a boundary six? Well, each cricket oval is different dimensions and different sizes, but they're all, you know, roughly sort of the same size. And I have seen measurements. You'll see statistical measurements pop up when somebody hits one. You know, they're hitting these balls in the 90-meter range. Oh, anywhere from between about 85 and 95 meters will get you a boundary six. And what is that in American? That's about 300 feet, give or take. So it's a fair distance, and that's a pretty good hit if you think about it. You know, considering the ball is bouncing and it's a hard ball, it's very much like a baseball, except maybe a little bit lighter. So, you know, to hit one out of the park, so to speak, you really need to give it a decent whack. Oy. And now we jump ahead in the action. Now Watson is up. There wasn't a wicket taken. Thunder are now 99 for one. 99 runs for one wicket. And they're in the 12th over. That was the third ball. Oh, and there's another big sixer from the Thunder. Holy cats. Into the crowd, caught by a guy in a sleeveless shirt wearing a baseball cap. So now the Thunder are 105 for one. And over here, they're going to give us the distance on this one. 90 meters. They have this graphic where this little goose comes out and he's on one of those sort of test your strength machines and he swings the hammer and sends the weight up the pole, hits the bell, and then it shows how far it went. So that was a 90-meter sixer, and that one went into the crowd, into about the second or third row. Jeez, that guy just hit a boundary four. Hit a boundary four. He's just swatting them. And now they're showing kids celebrating, jumping up and down, while they wear their KFC buckets on their head. Yes, KFC buckets on their heads. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Big Bash League is sponsored by Kentucky Fried Chicken. And this year, I've noticed that they are even printing up special chicken buckets in team colors. Last year when I was watching this, oh, and there's another boundary four. Last year when I was watching this, everybody had to, you know, wear the same old red and white striped buckets on their head. But now, KFC got smart. They're printing buckets in team colors. So I just saw some Sydney Thunder kids. This must be in Sydney because all the locals, all the fans seem to be wearing Sydney colors, which are, you know, chartreuse and black. And these kids have the green and black buckets on their heads. I don't know how this started, but KFC does have some promotions during the game where they look for people in the crowd who are wearing buckets on their head, and I don't know, they win chicken or something, who knows. But I do know that exists. All right, jumping ahead in the action by a couple of overs. Now, we're in the 14th over. It's 125 for one. Hurricanes, at this stage of the game, in their innings, were 115 for two. So Thunder is still really on pace to win there. There's a hit and there's a catch. Is that going to be a wicket or did something get called there? Was that a no ball or something? Nope. That was a wicket taken. So Thunder are now 125 for two in the middle of the 14th over. I'm drinking tea. Ah. And I'm looking for bats. Shane Watson, yeah, he's out for 36 runs. That's still pretty good. As you'll remember from other exciting cricket episodes, my favorite cricket bats are made by a company called Kookaburra. Obviously an Australian company. What's my cat doing? Oh, she's looking into a box. And a Kookaburra bats are identifiable by the Kookaburra logo. It's just sort of this icon line drawing of a Kookaburra bird sitting on a... Oh, and there's another out! Oh my God, poor Ferguson. Ferguson, the new batter, gets up, takes his first ball, puts it in the air, and it's caught. He's out for the duck. Look at that. Whack, boom. You think it's going to be a good hit going for four, but no, there's a guy standing right there, and he catches it 6 inches off the ground. Ferguson is out. Out caught for the duck. The duck being, what do we say in America, the goose egg for 0 points. That's brutal. Last wicket, Callum Ferguson, 0 for 1, meaning 0 runs for 1 ball. And that's 2 wickets in a row. So, now we have the potential for a hat trick. So, who is this guy bowling? Who's actually bowling? This is the hat trick ball. It comes in. The guy connects, stays on the ground, stays in the infield. No runs. That's the other interesting thing about cricket. If you hit the ball, you don't have to run. So if you hit a grounder and it's bouncing towards a guy and you know that you're not going to make it, don't run. Oh, and now he really puts his bat in it. There's another sixer. Boundary six. And that was another long one. All right, show us the... Oh, no, they're not going to give us the measurement on that. So now we're in the... There's a four. Top of the 16th over. Thunder is 142 for four. And I think they're still on pace. Give me some stats. They're not going to show me any statistics. They're not showing me any numbers. But I am still looking for Kookaburra bats. And that one guy on the Hobart Hurricanes, he was batting with a Kookaburra. Oh, wow, there's another sixer. A long sixer, went the long way, and again, put it into the second tier. So the crowd's going crazy. Here it is again. Boom. Oh, it's just perfect height. Here's the goose with the measurement. Boom. Oh, yeah, 92 meters. He did take it the long way. Nice. All right, so Thunder needs 42 runs with 22 balls left. And 21 balls left. There's another single. We're in the middle of the 16th over. So there's, 3.5 overs left. Or 21 balls. 6 balls per over. Although, when I say 6 balls per over, that's nominally. Sometimes you can get extra balls in an over. And that happens when the ball goes wide. If there's a wide or a leg by or a no ball. If the umpire deems that the ball was unhittable, that can be a no ball. Or if the ball goes too far wide, like a ball in baseball, then you get 1 run and an extra ball. So, oh, and there's a wicket. There's a bold wicket. Holy cats and jammers. Oh, and I forgot about the bales. Look at that. Oh, and the guy had a Kookaburra bat too, and he got bowled. Okay, what happened here was the bowler, the pitcher for the other team, threw the ball just right. The guy took a swing and missed, and then the ball bounced up off the ground. Oh, and he got bowled for a duck! That was a new batter. I know the new batter that's coming on now has got a Kookaburra bat too. He got bowled for a duck. That's the worst thing ever. The ball was bowled, swung at, missed, and then the ball hit the wicket and broke the wicket. And that's the most dramatic way to take a wicket. And the best part of it is the guy was bowled for a duck, meaning the wicket got hit before the guy scored any points. And that's embarrassingly brutal. But the cool part about it is, with these wickets, they light up. The bails. Okay, first of all, a cricket wicket is three stumps pounded into the ground. These stumps, imagine broomsticks. Half a broomstick, and they're, about 2 or 3 inches apart. So you just have these three sticks sticking up. And then, bridging the sticks are two pieces called bails. And these bails are just other little sort of like sticks that sit on top of the stumps. Well, the bails in this league, now this doesn't happen in cricket everywhere. This is just in this particular league in Australia. They have motion detector light up bails. So when the ball hits the wicket, the bails sense this, and the bails aren't attached to the stumps, so they go flying off the stumps, and they've got motion detectors and LEDs in them, so as soon as they move, they start flashing, and they light up, and it's all very dramatic, and it looks so cool. Oh, that was awesome. Yeah, and so in Big Bash League, you don't see guys getting bowled out quite as often as you do in like test cricket. Big Bash is all about, hitting and smacking them, so the strategy is a little bit different. But in any given Big Bash game, you're going to see about maybe 3 or 4 wickets get bowled. And you're going to see 2 or 3 cups of tea get drunk. This is good tea. Oh, I do love cricket. And I'm really starting to love Big Bash League. I used to think that test cricket's the only way to go, because it's the big game. It's the big endurance test. Because, the games last forever. But I'm really starting to like Big Bash. Just because you don't have to think about strategy. You don't have to sort of wonder what's going on. And you don't have to sit through any slow periods. It's just smacking these balls as hard as you can. Wham! Oh, Kentucky Fried Chicken. That's the other sort of embarrassing thing about it. There's Kentucky Fried Chicken logos everywhere. They got giant KFC logos painted on the field. The stumps of the wickets are just wrapped in, KFC tape or shrink wrap. normally in test cricket and ODI and other forms of cricket, the stumps are just, wooden posts. But no, in Big Bash League, these posts are, then wrapped, like shrink wrapped with that logo stuff on it. And so there's just KFC, 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 KFC logos all over the stumps. And of course the light up bails. Oh, I do love that. It just cracks me up. The ball hits and the bales go flying and they're blinking. It's like, ooh, special effects. All right, so here we are. 19th over. There's only 6 balls left. And the Thunder are 7 for 167, or 167 for 7. They say it differently in Australia. Normally, you say the number of runs first, then the number of wickets. But in Australia, it's reversed. And the Thunder need 23 runs off 6 balls to win. Oh, and that's asking a lot, but it's possible. Here comes the first ball. Bounces over. Oh, and he gets run out. I don't believe it. Oh, but they're going to video replay. Okay, a run out is How do I explain this? Oh, he is out. Hey, and there's LEDs in the stumps, too. Or at least in one of the stumps now. That's new. Okay, a run out is when... like in baseball... Oh, geez, how do I explain it? The ball gets hit and fielded and then thrown to the wicket to put the runner out. And that has happened to Joss Butler. Jeez, he was run out by...
Well, anyway, he's one of the best songwriters around today. His name's Lou Reed. And this is one of his early things. It's called White Light, White Heat.
That was David Bowie. Next is Bad Religion with Will Milligan and I.
But they're going to video replay. Okay, a run out is... How do I explain this? Oh, he is out. Hey, and there's LEDs in the stumps, too. Or at least in one of the stumps now. That's new. Okay, a run out is when... like in baseball... Oh, geez, how do I explain it? The ball gets hit... and fielded and then thrown to the wicket to put the runner out. And that has happened to Joss Butler. Jeez, he was run out by Wade, hit a strike rate of 188.4. He hit 80 some runs. That's pretty good. So what happened is the bowler threw the ball. The batter flicked it off of his bat behind him. Because you can hit the ball in any direction in cricket. And it bounced, and then a guy fielded it, and then while the batters were running, he threw the ball at the wicket. The wicket broke. The bales flew up in the air and flashed, and the LEDs were all blinky, and he's out. And does he have a kookaburra? Yeah, he's got a kookaburra bat. Jeez, the kookaburra bats aren't doing so great for the Sydney Thunder. So now the Sydney Thunder needs 23 runs off 5 balls. This is going to be a close one, kids. Oh, he got a good bat on that one. But it's easily fielded. They're only going to get one run out of that. Oy. 4 balls left for the Thunder. They need 22 runs. They need to hit a sixer on every ball. There's a hit. It's going long. Oh, and there's one of them. There's one sixer. Oh, daddy. So Thunder are now at 170. 3 balls left. I can't do math. That would be 174 now. That was a nice hit. And that went long straight away and cleared the rope by a couple meters. They now need 16 runs off 3 balls. Here's the delivery. He puts his bat into it. Oh, and it's, what do they call that? Short leg? And it goes over the rope for a boundary 4. Nice. Thunder are at 178. They need 12 runs off 2 balls. There's a smack. And nope, it comes up short. It gets fielded, thrown back to the bowler. Did they even get one off that? Oh, I don't think it's going to happen.